Well, good morning to every one of you. My name is Rosalyn Peters, and I reside here in Bowie, Maryland, and I greet each and every one of you in the name of the Father. We're calling, we're tagging this day Holy Wednesday. Holy Wednesday, Holy Wednesday. I tell you, our minister, Kaylin, has really brought us into the presence of the Father this morning. Well, we thank you. We thank you to, well, let us pray. Well, thank you. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father. Through our songs and our time of meditation, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a day that you have made, that we ask that you would allow us to be rejoiceful and glad in it. We thank you for our founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Patton, Vanessa Witherspoon, and we just ask that you would just be align us this morning, that allow us to even hear a word from our speaker. We ask that you would open our ears and our minds, and we also thank you for our Artist Life family, a family that has brought us together this day. We ask this in all things in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen, amen. Take it away, our host. Yes, do we have our host here this morning?
Minister Rosalyn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wow, wow, wow. To God be the glory. We give God the glory. We give him the praise and we give him the honor. What an amazing day this is. Thank you so much to Psalmist Kaylin. Man, thank you so much for ushering us into the presence of God. To you, Minister Rosalyn Peters, thank you much, so much for seating us and greeting us today. Yes, the presence of the Lord is here. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. The scripture reference that we stand on is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We have a website for this call. It is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You can go back and see that all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. We are going on 9 years here on the Master's Call. Also, if there is a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony that you would like to share, we would like for you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, will respond to you. The thread that knitted us all together here on the Master's Call is the phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, established by the Diaz de Leon family, Antonio Diaz de Leon, to be exact, over 30 years ago. And currently he passed the torch on to his son and his daughter-in-law, Alejandro Diaz de Leon and Elvia Diaz de Leon, where there are so many phenomenal transformation professionals all over the world who are absolutely changing lives by sharing the products of Artist Life. And if you have not had that experience, then I invite you to get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and after this call, we will be heading over to the new morning motivational call with the phenomenal Flanagan. that number to call in to hear what you need to hear that may help your health and your wealth. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Well, at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, she is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is definitely a woman who is out there serving and loving on the kingdom of God. She is always in place whenever needed. She comes on the line every single day. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about all the way from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. She is a daughter of the Most High God. She is a child of God. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a woman who travels the highways and the byways proclaiming that Jesus, he is Lord. I mean, this woman, she is blessed. She is royal. She serves in excellence. She is necessary for this time and this season. She is dedicated, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning. So without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line and the next voice that you will hear with a phenomenal word from the Lord. And I ask right now that she would allow herself to increase so that God can increase in her, and that the word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, and that we will receive it in Jesus' name. At this time, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for allowing the Lord to use you and coming in this time that you were needed to host. I thank God for you for being ready in season and out of season. I thank God for the anointing that he has on your life. And as you go forth in his presence and in his glory, I expect the great and mighty things to take place in your life. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart, in your spirit. And I'm like you. I was messed up this morning with Minister Kalen singing praises unto our Heavenly Father, just ushering us into his presence and his glory. And, you know, singing that hymn, I say hymn, but it's a song from Proverbs 18:10, where she said, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower, is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Thank you, Minister Kalen, and thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing the Lord to use you both in such a wonderful, wonderful way. And I definitely want to take this moment to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Safe travels back home safely for you, as God allows you to just rest in him. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for the love of the Lord being around you, and Mother Josie, thank you both for allowing me to share this platform. And good morning to my TMC family. I'm so grateful to God for each of you. And let's say we are his and he is ours. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy, gracious, loving Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you for all that you do and all that you're about to do. And just thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. Father, we ask that you just take this vessel and use it to your glory. Our hearts and our minds and our ears will hear what the Spirit has to say.
And thank you, Lord, that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers only. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to share with you, since we're in preparation for the upcoming 10-day prayer and fasting that's going to take place the first part of September, and I know Dr. PK will be coming along sometime this week to tell us more about that. But not only that, God had placed on my heart that in our preparation, we definitely need to know the power of unified prayer. The power of unified prayer. You know, Jesus had encouraged us in Matthew 18 by saying, most assuredly, I tell you, whatever things you will bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever things you release on earth will be released in heaven. Again, assuredly, he's saying that for the second time, I tell you that if two of you will agree on earth concerning anything that they will ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Assuredly, he said, if two of you will agree on earth concerning anything that they will ask, it will be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. So for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That's in Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20. You know, I'm sure we can all agree to the fact that as believers, we are called to work together in order to fulfill God's purposes in our lives and the lives of others, as well as be effective witnesses for him. Now, Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17, and I love that 17th chapter of John. Oh, my goodness, it's so powerful. It is so powerful. When he was praying to the Father, he said, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know. It's not that we try to figure it out in the church. He said, then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. You see, he's created unity in the body of Christ in that very moment. Even before he even gone to the cross, he prayed believing that we as the body of Christ will stand together and come together, believing together, praying together, trusting together, knowing that no weapon formed against the body of Christ will prosper. And if you will, I'm going to elaborate on a few scriptures that magnifies the power of unified prayer. And let's establish the fact that, number one, unified prayer is ordained by God, okay? I've already established that even by reading Matthew 18. But in the book of Acts, first chapter, after Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples and many others, and I think it was about 120 of them is what the Bible stated, had returned to the upper room. And then Acts 1:14 mentioned these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Then in chapter 2, it emphasized the fact that when the day of Pentecost had come, see, they were in one accord. No matter how long it took. I don't know how many days they were there together, but they were in one accord. They were praying together. They were praising together. They were worshiping together. And guess what? When they in one accord, things happen. An earthquake had taken place. Hallelujah. Yes, it did. And see, and when they did that, it said, it mentioned that these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. Supplication, that's just coming together in unity in prayer. And then in chapter 2, it emphasized the fact that when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all in one accord, and suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind. I said like an earthquake, didn't I? But anyway, but the wind had come in and it had filled the house where they were sitting. And then when they were all filled at that very moment with the Holy Spirit, they spoke the word of God. They had their holy boldness. They had the anointing on them because the Holy Spirit had come in and filtrated the whole place. And the church was added tremendously after that. And by the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. How many people are we laying hands on? How many people are we touching and agreeing and believing that the devil is a lie in their lives? How many times are we coming together and believing God that no weapon formed against any of these things that are attacking our families, attacking our bodies, and attacking our minds, that they will prosper? Because God told us, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. See, the church was added tremendously, and still in one accord, there is power. There is power in unified prayer. There is power when we come together, believing together. See, and I know I got to move on because this thing is just, it's all in my belly, and I'm trying to bring it out as much as I possibly can. Because it's touching my heart to see that the body of Christ are allowing things of the world, things that we see, things that may come against us, these little small things that try to infiltrate the body, the mind, the spirit man. And once we allow these things to come in, then we got to look at what's going on around us instead of standing against it and say the word of God is true. I'm not going to allow these small things to infiltrate my mind and my spirit man. I don't have time for it. And number 2, unified prayer manifests miracles, signs, and wonders. And you notice in Acts 12, Herod had Peter in prison with the intent to kill him. And however, the saints were constantly praying for him. The Lord sent an angel to release him from the chains and then led him out of the gate to the city. And then the angel disappeared. Oh, glory to God. I love it when miracle signs and wonders take place because the body of Christ, the saints were coming together praying. He may have known it in the spirit, but he was there alone. Peter was there alone in that jail cell. But because the prayers of the saints, the angel came and took care of the situation. And even though the saints were praying for Peter, they were astonished when they saw it was really Peter knocking on that door. Yeah, God will just amaze us even while we're praying. So, oh, Lord, you know, this took place. Glory to God. God is always ready to amaze us with his miracles, signs, and wonders. So we should expect them. We should look for them, especially when the saints come together in prayer. I tell you, there's power in unified prayer. And third thing I want to bring out is unified prayer is developed in love. Can I say that again? Unified prayer is developed in love. See, love conquers all. Jesus is love. God is love. And when we're operating in love, love conquers the multitude of sins. We are encouraged to walk worthy of the calling, being humble, patient, and bearing with one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And even Colossians 3:14 had told us that over all the virtues, put on love, which binds us all together in perfect unity. Unified, the power of unified prayer. Now, God's love abiding in us is powerful alone. Yes, when we walk in his love, it's powerful all by itself. It was his love that conquered sin. It was his love that made us victorious. It was his love that gave us the authority that we have. And as the body of Christ, we must use the authority in the power of his resurrection. Oh, glory to God. That's a sermon all by itself. Because when we walk in his love, love conquered everything. And then the power of his resurrection. You know, Paul said it best. He said, oh, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. See, these little small sufferings that we may go through, they can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in us. Why? Because love abides in us. And with that love conquering everything, it doesn't matter about what anybody says or what anybody does. We are true, standing tall and believing, because just like the minister said, the song this morning, our Lord is a strong tower. We run to it and we are safe. And the last thing that I want to bring out is unified prayer destroys yokes. Yes, it does. I remember a song we used to sing in church, and it says, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. You see, we all know that the enemy is out to rob, kill, steal, and destroy anything that's attached to us. And he starts with our minds, putting devious thoughts when we're in our most vulnerable state. But when we're touching and agreeing with others, hallelujah, we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Then the enemy will flee. Ephesians 6 instructs us to put on that whole armor of God so we can stand and take a stand against the devil's schemes. The belt of truth. See, it's not just wearing a belt. It's walking in truth. Living in truth, abiding in truth, just saturating ourselves in truth. And what is truth? Jesus Christ himself, the word of God. And then the breastplate of righteousness. See, having a right standing with God, because it's not our own righteousness. We're operating in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's in him alone, that we're saved. Our feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. When we are walking in truth and abiding in his love, then that we can't have nothing but the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not about what we see, but what is not seen. It's what God promised us, and what we when we stand on his promises, because he already told us it is impossible to please him without faith. So we're walking by faith, knowing and trusting that all is well in the name of Jesus. And then the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation where God has already given us salvation. He's given us the victory. He's given us the authority, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God says, I watch over my word to perform it each and every day, all the time, in season, out of season, in your going and in your coming out. Stand in my word. Operate in my word. Saturate yourselves in my word. And remember, one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. That's God's unified power. With the multiplied effect. Hallelujah. Yes. See, because it's not about how we figure things out. I just can't stress that enough. We got to stop looking at things around us. We got to realize that God will use who he pleases. He will allow things to happen when he pleases, knowing that he already has everything in control. Did he not say before he left here? He said, all power is in my hands. All power, not some of it. So it is well in my spirit and in my soul, knowing that all is well. So when one can chase 1,000 and two of us, three of us, 10 of us can chase so many more thousand, that's God's power. And if there's ever a time to pray, it's right now. It's right now. Yes, we can't help but see the things that are around us. Minister Brenda, yes, I understand that. We can't help but see the situations that are taking place. I understand that. But we don't have to meditate on those things. That's the difference. We see them, but we don't have to meditate on them, because that's where the enemy always wants to attack us. He wants us to waddle in that meditation of sorrowfulness, of the disillusionments, the disappointments. He wants us to waddle in that. He doesn't want us to feel free and to know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. The prayers of the righteous still is powerful, and they're still effective. They're powerful and effective, according to James 5 and 16. So when we have this unified power, and I'm closing, we got to meditate and realize just what the word told us. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The power of unified prayer. God bless you. I love you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty word this morning, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much. Definitely a message that we need to just marinate on this day on unified prayer. God bless you. I will be calling you back to the line shortly to give us our benediction. But at this time, let us go to our Father in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Definitely you want to go back and hear the replay of this call. That number is 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Please share this message with someone today. Post it on your social media site and let others be blessed as you have been this morning. Remember, we'll be headed over to the new morning motivational call, where the topic today will be diabetes. So please, 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 please dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. They will be hosting the Phenomenal Flanagans. We'll be hosting that call and sharing words of health and awareness today. So join us there. Again, I would like to say thank you to Psalmist Kaylin. We pray traveling graces for you. Thank you so much for ushering us into the presence of God and for allowing yourself to be used by God. May you continue to soar. Thank you so much, Minister Rosalind Peters, for seating us and greeting us this morning, and for allowing God to use you this morning to be a blessing to us. Minister Brenda, thank you, woman of God, for that mighty, mighty, mighty good word this morning that you have downloaded upon us. And may God continue to bless you. It has been an honor for me to serve each one of you in excellence this morning as we begin this Wednesday winning, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So walk into who God created you to be and know that everything attached to you, it wins. Minister Brenda, can you close us out?
Yes. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. The power of unified prayer. Let's walk in it day by day. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.